how about the church service? Would you describe that?
In those days, the early days, we had not a pastor. We didn't have pastors, and we had preachers.
Preachers.
We had someone. It's quite different in the church today. We have the minister of music. We didn't know what a minister of music was. We had someone in the congregation who could heist a tune, would lead a song. And we had Sunday school, and we had preaching services, and we had what we call NBYPU, Baptist Young People's Union. We don't have that anymore. They've changed that altogether. But in the early days, that's what it was. And that was at night before the preaching service.
Did you have an organ or a piano? Or?
Yes. We had an organ, and then later we had a piano.
It's a primitive Baptist, so you don't believe in it.
That's right. That's right. But not, our denomination really believe in music. That's one thing. That's one of the greatest things that they believe in is music. But I know about the primitive Baptists who don't have any instruments in their church.
How about what the preacher spoke? That was known as his, did he deliver a formal speech or something?
Yes.
As a sermon?
Yes, he did. He would preach. We heard a lot more about hell and damnation then than we do now. He didn't care. He didn't care to really get down. And you seldom ever hear a Baptist preacher use the word hell anymore.
Would you call that a sermon then?
Yes, that would be considered his sermon. Yes.
And
we were baptized in the creek.
How about you mentioned hell and damnation? What was the opposite? What was the force of evil?
Now, explain yourself a little bit when you say the force of evil.
Well, what I'm interested in, was there a very real sense of the devil?
Oh, yes.
As a real, almost a person to a child?
Yes. To me, when I was a child, he was a person.
I see.
To me, he was a person who might have pitchforks and horns, because that's the things I heard.
Wasn't just a force off something?
No. He was a person that I might meet somewhere.
Behind the door. What were some of the names for the devil? Some joking and some serious. Did your parents ever say, now you better be good or somebody will get you?
Well, usually they use the word devil.
The devil
will get you.
Have you ever called him Old Neck or Booger Man?
I've heard him called Booger Man, but not, that's about all.
And the opposite of the devil wouldn't be known as just God?
Yes.
Did you see, how did you feel?
About God as in the way of that I felt as a person. And I was a grown person before I ever could imagine that God was not a form of man.
Another one?
Uh-huh.
Kind of person.
Yeah.
Well, I think that really does help religion be meaningful to children, don't you?
I guess it was
me. Pretty hard for a child to grasp.
Yes, it's the philosophy of the spirits. Now that, you can't teach a child that.
Yeah.